From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Monday, June 24th. Chicago police have a person of interest in custody in the killing of a retired Chicago police officer. Over the weekend, CPD released new videos and images of suspects wanted in the murder of 73-year-old Larry Newman. Newman, who was also an ordained minister, was fatally shot on Thursday morning outside of his home in West Garfield Park. Mayor Brandon Johnson and Police Superintendent Larry Snelling joined the community yesterday for a prayer vigil in March. Two people are in the hospital after a deadly shooting at a busy intersection in Little Village. Police found a 19-year-old man shot several times at a mobile gas station parking lot at 28th and Ketsey just before 5 Sunday evening. He died at the hospital. No one has been arrested. Ed Burke, the longest-serving alderman in Chicago history, will be sentenced today. The 80-year-old Burke was found guilty on 13 bribery and extortion counts in December of last year. His lawyers are pushing for home confinement, but prosecutors want a 10-year prison sentence, saying the powerful politician has shown no remorse for his crimes. Tomorrow, the man accused of targeting Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox is expected back in court. We're told the incident happened on Friday in South Suburban Flossmoor. 34-year-old William Sweats is charged with aggravated assault and battery. He's accused of tossing a brown liquid at Fox and then intentionally reversing across the road and accelerating, almost hitting her. Two iconic Chicago attractions are now back open after some high-profile closures. Buckingham Fountain is running again after it was shut off due to vandalism. In an apparent anti-Gaza war protest, a highly concentrated dye was dumped into the water at the base of the fountain, forcing the landmark to close. Chicago Park District crews quickly cleaned up the mess, and the fountain was turned back on. And Cloudgate, a.k.a. The Bean, reopened Sunday after being closed for nearly a year during a construction project. It'll be mostly sunny with highs warming back up in the mid-80s, but rain chances return late tonight into tomorrow with the possibility of strong to severe storms. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.